After failing in Beijing's license plate lottery system for some 3 years, Qin Xiaofei finally made his decision in January to buy a battery-driven car to share for his wife, who has recently become pregnant. But he says one of the biggest concerns he has with his new car is finding enough places to charge it up.
Up until now, I find charging to be the most troublesome. All parking space in my community has been leased out. Without the parking space, we can't install our own charging post and have to go to other places to charge the car. And there aren't many charging stations in Beijing right now.
Qin's concern is shared by many drivers of new energy vehicles in China, which have prompted governments to expand the charging network. In Beijing, for example, municipal authorities have vowed to add another 5,000 public charging posts throughout the city this year. But according to political advisor Ma Li, concerns for the lack of charging posts and battery life have stunted market growth. He believes that drivers will only be content when pure electric cars have a range of 1,000 kilometers on each charge.
Regardless of the type of new energy vehicle, cars should serve practical functions first. One of the problems of electric cars is the range, which can only reach 400 kilometers. People can only leave out their concerns when vehicles can cover 1,000 kilometers on one charge.
Xin Lei, chief editor of China Auto Review, echoes that view and notes that car makers are working on batteries to further commercialize EVs.
Batteries is pretty much almost 50% of the cost of a new energy vehicle. So it's the biggest bottleneck because battery density, higher density, gives you a better range. So now companies are working on working to reduce the cost of batteries, to drive down the prices of the new energy vehicles themselves so that they can be more affordable in the future.
Leading market players like BYD are seeking to mass produce the key component. Sherry Li is the company's general manager of public relations.
We're making basically all types of battery products that can be commercialized now. Our new factory on Li-Fi Po 4 batteries were just put into production last year, which is also the largest one of lithium battery in the world.
However, work from one single company may be still far from making a breakthrough in the field. Ma Li is calling for a more unified approach to research at a national level.
We have been calling for years that research on fundamental and common technologies must be led by the central authority. They should establish a research institution specializing on batteries. When the research came out with the results, the government can sell it to companies. It will also facilitate the setting up of standards for products later.
Ma believes the outlook is bright. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, together with 9 companies, are working to build a research center or common platform for batteries, backed by 500 million yuan of investment. The announcement was made after the country's State Council pledged last month to provide more supporting measures. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.